Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
California, here we come.
Right back where we started from.
Exactly so. So we, neither of us started there at all.
No,
but
no.
Nevertheless.
I started here.
I started in Montreal, so we're a long way from California, but we can drink California. And actually, I was just in California for some nice wine experience. But let's talk about this white and a red. So first, the Mère Soleil Silver Unoaked Chardonnay from Monterey County, 2015 vintage. Possibly the ugliest bottle of wine I have ever seen.
Ask me why I bought that.
Why did you buy that,
MZ? Because it's the ugliest bottle of wine I've ever seen.
It is hideous.
But I went into my local wine store, and I went in with the mission that I wanted to buy some New World wine because I don't explore that enough. And I thought I'd just sort of go through and see what recommendations were made without talking to anybody. And later I did talk to people. But this was one that there was a shelf talker touting its cleanness and it was a good deal and yada, yada, yada. So despite the fact that this is a cement gray bottle, it's opaque like a Lancer's Rosé bottle would be, but it's gray.
It would look good in a landfill. So,
So even despite this ugly bottle, I thought we'd try it. And I have to say, I was pretty pleased.
It was a great little wine, actually. It was clean. It was crisp. It had a nice lemony quality to it. It had nice color. It was everything the bottle wasn't. This exceeded expectations rather dramatically.
Yeah, it has a strong fragrance on the nose. And I was trying to identify it. Maybe ripe banana. That might not be exactly, but it's a strong scent. But on the palate, it's very full-bodied, nice and fruity without some of that residual sweetness you can sometimes get from Chardonnay. It has some baked apple. It has some lemon rind. This was $17.99, which is generally more than I would pay for a bottle of California Chardonnay, but I think it was fun to try.
Mm-hmm. I think this exceeded expectations. Mère Soleil Silver Unoaked Chardonnay 2015 from Monterey County. Our second wine was a Cabernet Sauvignon Lise Fitch 2014 from California. And this also for $11 is frankly a steal. I enjoyed this very much. It was mouthy, very pleasant, smooth, and frankly, for a $10 bottle of cab, this is a nice midweek Wednesday Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, all those midweek pizza wines.
Yeah, tacos, hamburgers.
You betcha.
Skirt steak. I got some ripe rubber on the nose, then some plum jam and currant, a little bit of tannin. It's 13.5%, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't feel too heavy. Generally, in the warmer months, I'm not really thinking of cab, I have to say. Even with a big steak, I'm not thinking of cab. Yet, this would work.
With your eyes closed. You can't go wrong. This is perfect for those, as I say, Wednesday evening. You've bought a steak that needs about 20 hours of marinating. Give it a shot and see what happens.
All right. Good advice.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.